Okay, well, here's the thing. I am in bed, so my phone and my microphone is also on my bed. And this recording is probably gonna come out a little rough. But we all like things to be just a little rough, I guess. Let me see. See, this isn't. I'm not reading a script here. I mean, I suppose in some way I kind of am, but it's not really a script. It's more like some thoughts that I have jotted down, that I've thought of. And I think you'd want me to be as authentic as possible and stay true to the fact that, I'm in bed right now and, excuse me, I'd like to do some, bedtime things. Sorry for all the disturbance. Now, I'll let you just hear this for a sec. 'Cause that is what's gonna be happening. So here. Want you to know that I do often think of you all, the people behind the microphones, those who read my scripts, those who don't. But don't worry, I don't discriminate. I bring all of you with me to bed at night. Plus, you're also deliciously portable. Sometimes I'll have you with me on the bus, or I'll listen to you while I'm walking, or I'll have you in work. You know me. It should be expected. I bring you to all the places. I really, really shouldn't. Those of you who have filled my scripts, thank you. To those who haven't, I don't hold it against you. You please me just fine. I can leave the rest to my imagination. And you all know I have a very vivid imagination. Just thinking about what you could do with me. It's a pity I can only offer my words and my voice. I'm quite the catch, really. Would you indulge me for a moment? 'Cause I just want you to know I've got strong, curvy hips, which are just perfect for grabbing. Oh, and my hair is the perfect length for pulling. I love it when someone just grabs my hair from the nape of my neck, pulls it, maybe even gives me a little bite, maybe even just whispers in my ear. That does a lot for me. There's a few hints I've already dropped. Okay. Yes, I do have a weird little nose, but I also really do have fat tits. It ain't no joke. They're nice, perky E-cups. And when I say perky, I mean perky. I can't hold anything under my boobs, not even a pencil. They're basically anti-gravity, which means that when they're out, they're out. And it's oh so accessible to just reach out and suck them. I must say, I do have a better ass than a certain performer who is very narcissistic when it comes to his ass. I don't know what it is. I guess I can just move mine better. I love dancing. I love making people look at me. It's not the biggest ass in the world, but it's certainly nice to hold on to and to spank. As I was saying, so many people have told me they'll leave a handprint on me, but when push comes to shove, they're just too pussy to carry through on their promise and stop spanking me before I've really gotten it good. I guess they just can't wait any longer to fuck my ass. And I have very kissable lips. I like kissing a lot. My favorite kind of kissing is when I'm getting fucked hard, and all I can do is just messily, sloppily tongue kiss the other person, and it's so messy because we're going way too fast. That's what I like. Plus, I've been told I'm pretty talented with my mouth. And my pussy. A controversial topic. I have to say, you've all made me far wetter these days. I have a very sensitive little clit. You know what clit is in Irish? It's brilliant, which means little bead. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever heard? Well, I think it's cute anyway. All else I can say on my pussy is it hasn't been truly used in a very long time. And it deserves to be. God rest easy, dear listener. My pussy is getting used real good by this vibe. I'm already getting kind of close thinking of all of you. I'm even tempted to turn it up. What do you think? Should I do it? Okay then. Oh God. It's such a pity that none of you will get to see me or touch me in real life. It's a mess. In real life. It's such a pity that none of you will get to see me or touch me in real life. It's nice to imagine, though, right? Sometimes you'll be the last person I hear before I sleep, and as your voice trickles into my subconscious, my mind will conjure some approximation of what you look like. I don't mind. I don't mind how many errors there are in my estimations. My brain has been known to make mistakes. All I know are sounds and pseudonyms, and that is enough. But indulge me once again for a moment while I start fucking myself even harder with this vibrator. To tell you how my dreams picture each of you inside and out. You're tall. There is something in you that wishes to protect. There's something wholesome in your voice, though. You usually fashion it in such a dark and booming manner. You think you're calm, you You're free, but I can always, always sense when someone's holding back. And I sense that in you. They say a job half done is good as none. I believe maybe you are the one to come up with that particular phrase. You're so dedicated, so passionate, so detailed. A perfectionist. I wonder what you're like when you don't worry about fucking up. But you know, I can almost feel the beard scratches you leave on the inner thighs of your lovers. I know that that is your favorite place after all. Nothing calls to you like a woman's core. You are young. You are overconfident, cocky even. You kick open every door you come across, and you call your every thought to the rooftops. You will not be content until the whole world knows your name. I imagine you could even start wearing ridiculous hats, and yet you'd still have people swooning for you. Maybe it's that utter just lack of shame. That honesty. That open energy ringing, echoing through every chamber you encounter. Arrogance can be magnetic. You know you can use that cockiness to your advantage. You're perceptive enough to. You're a fighter. And you do so love a challenge. There's always that one challenge you have yet to complete, but who knows? Maybe one day you'll get what you want. All of what you want. Just maybe. You. You're strong. I don't know why, but you must have enormous arms, and you're, You think you're a pretty cool dude, but did you know that my brain has calculated you to be mean? You're sarcastic, but damn it, you're funny. You're creative. The default position of your eyes is simply how you roll them. You're very good at pretending you don't care. That's what makes you addictive. I can't say something like, but you do care for you, because really, I don't know what it is you care about. Oh God, don't stop. Maybe no one will ever know. Maybe that's the appeal. You're the huffy guy who usually answers in one-word sentences, but when it matters, when your voice is desired, you'll provide so much more. I've gotta say, I have been grateful for that in the past. You're sweet. Your body is soft. You are undoubtedly manly and strong, but there's still something soft and gentle within you. You call out to your listeners, telling them to imagine you punishing them, but I still know that you sleep more soundly when someone is resting on your chest. The truth is, you could never hurt someone else, not in a way that truly matters. You're kinder than you know. You dominate so well, but you have other talents. Talents you might not necessarily admit to. Well, at least you do know you're a charmer. That's what's so lovely about you. You're soft with licks and bites of other desires. You. You're timid. You're just a little too tall. You often find yourself towering over a group of tiny friends and feeling like you're just not in the conversation. Thanks to, you know, you're only just a few inches closer to heaven. It's not your fault. Don't worry, I've felt just like that too. You're skinny too. It's difficult to take up space when you have so much to hide. You're shy, but secretly so eager. I can see you refreshing that chat window over and over and over. You want to learn, to perform, to please, to pleasure. And you succeed in all of these. Give yourself some credit. We all think the new guy's pretty cute. You. With the voice of my sworn enemy. And yet, far too tempting. You were the gateway drug. You are the one who cornered me. You have a deceptively sweet tone, a fragile heart, and deep, deep eyes. Those eyes always contain a little smile, and your smile always contains a little sadness. You want to consume, to be consumed. You want to be everything to just one person. You have a storm within you. The most blatant love and the frustration of unbearable loneliness. Who are you longing for? All I can truly tell is that your sweet heart can be treacherous and that you radiate desire. You. Your voice is like honey. You make me nervous. With every creak in your voice, I sense another crack in my heart. You're very difficult not to get hooked on. You're one of the true jigsaws. You've shown us all bits and pieces. I'm guessing you're tall enough. You couldn't tower over me, but I know that I could still rest my head on your shoulder. I know that teasing, mischievous little smile. I know your hair deserves to be shown off more. And I know what you'd look like with your hand around my throat. You might be even more of a tease than I am. I think maybe, though, you brew a good pot of tea. Not black tea, after all, would be a challenge for you to please me in that particular sector, but probably other teas. I think with all your jigsaw pieces, I imagine you as a young, hot Uncle Iroh. You're damn right that's a compliment. And you. Where did you go? You were the other gateway. You were a heartbreak who no one truly knew. I could fall forever screaming in the dark pools of your eyes, your stupid floppy hair, your faux Christian Grey aesthetic. You always claimed you just wanted someone who could fucking chill out. How can you expect anyone to chill out when you demanded our neediness? How can you expect anyone to chill out when you've conditioned us to come on your command? How can you expect anyone to chill out when you told us all we were addicted to Daddy's voice? Well, maybe you were right. You were the original obsession. The one who trapped us all became... We became entwined in jealousy, longing for your aloofness, your toxicity, your laughter, a dangerous, enthralling cocktail. The most obvious, the most infuriating. And then you disappeared. But don't worry, I did graduate from you. And for the record, as I said, my ass is better than yours. So all of you, what do you all have in common, hmm? Well, in one way or another, you've all slipped into my, my dreams. You've all done things to me. And I know how infuriating it is not to get to touch your favorite little writer. Especially if she may or may not have just described you. Fuck. You're all making me come again. Oh my god. Oh my god. I cannot confirm nor deny if I mentioned you. But here's what I can promise. Whatever happens, come rain or shine, you do join me in bed at the end of every long day. Well.